Tuesday morning in Steglitz, and for Larissa and her children, it's time for breakfast. As Ukrainian refugees, they're currently living with a host family. The transition from war zone to Berlin suburb was initially hard. But already her children are learning German, and Larissa says she feels this country has been very welcoming.
The government has been very supportive. They've given us money, health insurance. They've helped us a lot. We don't feel like refugees. We have the same rights as Germans. It's helped to make us feel like we have a second home here.
In the nearly 2 months since the war began, many millions of people have fled Ukraine. Fewer than 1 in 10 of them has come to Germany, making the sort of journey that millions of other refugees made in the last decade, when the people getting off trains in the big cities were mostly Syrian. Although the then German government said it could cope with their arrival, there were many problems.
Once they arrived, the first thing was that they had to stay in mass accommodation for the reception in the reception center. And that could last months, sometimes years, before they found their own housing. So that was a huge challenge. The second is when they come with a family, kids, they have to go to school. So integrating them into school, learning the language, learning the German way of the school system.
Although the situation for refugees here is better now, that experience has etched itself onto the collective memory and forced politicians to change policy.
Die neue Bundesregierung ermöglicht.
The new government has offered support on a large scale to the federal states. This has allowed us to give refugees better opportunities for integration. This is a clear message. We're doing it better, we're doing it differently, and we've learned from the mistakes of the past.
There is another important difference between then and now. Ukrainians have the right to visa-free travel across much of the EU. Syrians do not.
Which helps to explain why most of the Ukrainian refugees in Europe have not come to Germany, whereas most of the Syrians did. So when ministers say that they are dealing with the problems now better, that might in part be because the need for resources is being tested far less than it was back then. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.